Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:13 already on Hump Day.
Yeah.
Big Brother's on tonight.
It is.
Excited for that.
Let me see here.
I was sad it wasn't on last night.
I was too.
I was surprised that it was. I watched Mondays yesterday. But so it's on.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
You're not.
You know, I'm watching it because of the celebrity stuff, but people just get out of control. Wednesday, Saturday is for the rest of this week is when it's on.
Wednesday and Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
No Friday episode
Mm-mm.
either? Nothing on Thursday?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
and then it's
weird.
Over next week, right?
Yeah, the two-hour finale is Wednesday, February 13th, actually.
Oh, so we have a whole another. Oh, that's
yeah.
great.
And weird.
Oh, next three week and a half weeks.
Next week it's on a Thursday. It's just oddball scheduling.
Whatever. Mm. Jerks. Jerks who have my favorite show on right now. If I can't, I every single time I watch it now, Johnny Mosley told me last week that he was actually asked to do the show and that Malia, his wife, who does this, all his business,
get it.
She just went, no.
You guys said yes to ice skating, but no to Big
Maybe
Brother.
That's why they said no to
Maybe
it.
Maybe
because they
learned
just
lesson,
learned,
yeah.
they felt like they, but the thing is, they don't watch the show, so they don't know. I was like, I'm telling you, I fell on the floor when he told me that. I was like, call them for next year. Like, that show's so, he would be so great on it.
He would.
Oh, my God. He's like, no, they'd set me up. I'm like, no, dude, they wouldn't set you up.
Although they'd probably try to get him out quick because he would be good at it.
Oh, the other contestants?
Well,
because
that's,
he's competitive and he's
likable.
He's a nice guy.
Right.
Yeah, all the stuff. He's
oh
handsome.
Oh, my God. He would be so great on that show.
All he would have to remember is not to take the bait. Whatever bait was being put out by other contestants.
And you and I need to sit him down for a couple of minutes and tell him how to do. I mean, I'm watching it. I get that you'd go in there and you'd forget everything and you'd just sort of be immersed in it. Mm-hmm. But there are definite strategies that you can use to get yourself further. Like that Joey dude, that Joey Lawrence.
Yes.
That whole thing where I'm not going to be in any alliances. I'm like, oh my God. So you're going to float and be out when it's convenient for everyone else mm-hmm. and never be a threat in this game. Oh my God. When he and Ryan Lochte confronted Kato in the storage room
mm-hmm.
and Joey's thinking he's you know, I don't know what he said. This is the whoa guy mm-hmm. from Blossom.
Yeah.
And he just, like, has this feeling that he's, like, a big threat in the house. I'm like, why? Because you're in good shape? You have no alliance. Like, it's you and Ryan Lochte who's about to get kicked out of the house. Like, he's just, I don't know. We'd have to sit. We need
well,
to sit
look,
Johnny Mosley down
well,
and
he's
let
gonna
him
Well, he's going to come in Monday for a Johnny podcast we're going to record here.
Right. Which actually makes it easy so all you guys can be a guest on the show.
Well, hopefully you can make it, Vinny, so
yeah.
you guys can talk about it.
Mosley has his own thing. I'm sure he's been probably the best skier in California since he was nine
right.
or
mm-hmm.
something like that. But Joey Lawrence was a teen heartthrob, so that guy is completely affected by that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Everywhere he's been his whole life, he's been a star, and everyone does as he requests.
Well, there's a lot less of that stardom now, though, which
oh, yes.
seems to be another conflict happening inside him.
Well, he's on Celebrity Big Brother, which is where all celebrities go to die. Not you, though, Johnny. That'd be good for you. You're a skier. First, you're a competitor. You're an Olympian. That's why I think some of the Olympians will... I love Lolo. I think she's fascinating.
Yeah.
I do. I just really... I like the way she looks. I just enjoy her.
Does she have tattoos on her wrist or is something going on there?
She is cut up. I saw that too. I was like, was that in one of the challenges? Like, there's she
what
her
do you mean, cut
her
up?
Wrists, like she was going like this in front of the camera. I'm like, pause that.
Christina stopped it too and goes, look at her wrists. And I'm all, are the, and I didn't have my glasses. I'm like,
no, she's like, it looks like she got slashed up. See if you can find a still of that.
Do you think she was cutting herself?
No. It looks way too
new. They're not scars?
No, they're not scars. Oh. They're fresh. They almost look like, except that they're so erratic all over her. It looks like she fell down in gravel. You know, like a lot of little random cuts. We'll see if Bryn can find a picture of Lolo's scabby arms. They're still all scabby. Anyway, that show's on tonight. So excited. I'm going to start with terrible, terrible news. There's a guy named Jussie Smollett. I don't watch Empire.
Yeah, I watched it for half a dozen times.
Right. Maybe. I remember when it first came on, you liked it.
Never went back to it. It's a pretty good show.
And he's been on it the whole time?
Yeah.
So Jussie Smollett.
Smollett, I believe.
Oh, okay. Because I heard this report on CBS this morning, and I thought the guy's name was Jussie Smollett when they said
And it's spelled J-U.
It's Jussie.
Jussie. All
right. Maybe his name's Justin. Hey, Jussie. Mm. But anyway, so let's find out how you pronounce his name. I would love to say it the right way. Jussie Smollett.
I've never heard of him either way you say it.
He's an actor. He plays a gay rapper. Or is he a rapper or like an R&B guy on Empire? Whatever. He's on there.
He's a singer.
He's gay in real life.
Uh-huh.
And he's been the victim of what appears to be a terrible hate crime.
Yeah.
So he flew into L.A. from New York, got there pretty late, and wanted to have a little snack at the Subway. So he stopped at a Subway sandwich shop, 2 a.m, and he leaves the store with his Sammy. Two dudes start yelling racial and homophobic slurs at him, and then they beat the hell out of him and dumped bleach on him. Although, actually, they're saying unknown chemical. Some outlets are saying bleach. Other place. What was the other one you heard? Gasoline.
Gas.
Where was this?
In L.A.
It was in L.A., Sarah. Oh. It's Chicago.
Oh, sorry. He flew from New York to Chicago. Mm-hmm. But he had just landed and he wants a sandwich. So they beat the hell out of him. Like, he's got a fractured rib. His face is cut up. And then they dumped some kind of chemical on him. Many outlets saying bleach. Mm-hmm. One of the men reportedly put a rope around his neck. In fact, the police are saying that when they got a call after, you know, this happened around 2 a.m. They get to him at 2:45 a.m. The rope is still around his neck. Like, the guy is dazed.
Yeah.
Smollett. Do we have a confirmation on that?
I do not have a confirmation.
They put a rope around his neck. Smollett says that they also yelled MAGA country and make America great again while they were attacking and while they were leaving. He was treated at a local hospital. He's been released. He suffered a fractured rib. His face. I have a picture of his face. No, I don't. I lied. It's in the office, I guess. So on Empire, his character is a gay rapper named Jamal Lyon. Or Leon.
Lyon.
Thank you. Smollett or Smollett is gay in real life. Last week, he received a death threat that mentioned. In fact, I definitely have a picture of that.
Listener George says he's a local from Santa Rosa.
Oh, is that so? Mm. Maybe I'm going to hand you this. So this is, it says, you will die, black F-word for gay guys. And there's a drawing.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me these two things are connected?
I don't know if they're connected, but.
How could they be?
Last week.
It's so random that you would stop for a sandwich in Chicago in the middle of the night.
I know. But supposedly these guys did say, hey, you're that guy from Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're that black,
blah, blah, blah.
Gay F-word from Empire. But that is, it's got a terrible drawing of a guy getting shot by a gun. And so here's the thing. The reason that these are connected is that, so that arrived, I guess, at the studio about 8 days ago. And Fox Studios was like, we're going to give you 24-hour protection. They took it really seriously. And they offered it to the whole cast. Mm-hmm. And Jussie was like, I can't live my life that way. I don't want a dude with me at all times. And unfortunately for him, he wound up getting attacked. Empire shoots in Chicago. They are looking at surveillance cameras from nearby buildings for possible leads. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I don't see how that could possibly be connected. Mm-hmm. Can you see on that envelope there if that was addressed to them in Chicago? Let me see. No, they've totally.
Yeah, I can't see.
Although it does say MAGA up here, so I'm looking at the envelope that was sent.
Right.
In the return address section, it says MAGA, and someone clearly wrote this with like their left hand, and some of the letters are backwards, and you know, just to make sure that their handwriting's not identifiable. And then it's the thing where you cut letters out of a magazine. It's one of those. It looks like a ransom note.
Yes.
So. Unfortunately, now, of course, every celebrity on earth is tweeting their support, and he received support from GLAAD, the Fox Network, a million celebrities. The show's creator, Lee Daniels, posted a video of support, and he had trouble controlling his anger. He ended it with, "It's just another effing day in America." Super sad. So he didn't want to be encumbered by an entourage of bodyguards when he wasn't working, and declined having 24-hour security. Here's a picture of him on the show. Performing, I guess.
I've never seen this guy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've heard the name.
I only know him from that show.
All right.
Yeah, so he's not a recording artist in real life or anything?
I don't know about that.
I feel like the name sounds familiar, but I didn't even know how to pronounce it, so... Anyway,
boy, you'd have a field day on his headphones.
Oh, let me see his headphones.
Well, you break my eggs for the headphones I've walked in here with. My goodness.
Yeah, those are crazy. Boy, there's all kinds of little arms on those.
It says here he's an American actor, singer, director, and photographer. He began his career as a child actor in 87, starring in commercials and films, including The Mighty Ducks.
Oh.
So I only know him from the show.
So these two guys who attacked him, you know, I don't know that they've, I think they're just going by his description, both white and wearing ski masks, which is sort of, well, it is effing freezing out, so it's possible that these guys had those on for a valid reason other than they were trying to beat people up. Anyway, he was in Chicago to continue shooting Empire, so they're going to work around, you know, he's beat up and recovering. He plans to return soon. The show's going to go on as planned, and then the shooting schedule will be shuffled to accommodate him. The FBI is actually investigating, local cops and the FBI. Because a threatening letter like that, I'm sure, alerts them.
Yeah.
God, look at the damn time already. Gwyneth Paltrow's in the news.
She's fun.
Oh, I know. She's great. She's being sued for a hit and run on a ski slope. In 2016, she was learning to ski at the Deer Valley Resort in Park City, Utah. I find it hard to believe that chick isn't already a world-class skier.
Oh, really? I was going to say, she looks like she'd suck at skiing. I'm just kidding.
I was thinking, though, if you're a celebrity, it must actually be kind of fun to go skiing because, you know, no one can tell it's you. You can just go be with the people. Of course, they're all a little suspicious when you get escorted to the front of the lift line.
Yeah.
Don't you think that some celebrities, if that's the case, might start pulling down their stuff and being like, nobody's noticed me in over an hour now.
I'm going to need that.
I need a little attention.
That's so
funny.
I'm
a little lonely over it. Let me get these glasses off. I can't be wearing this hat.
Some celebrities probably
are. I bet.
Yeah. For sure. But I've always thought, like, riding a motorcycle, you know, with the helmet on, you can be anywhere, just be out, you never know if it's a celebrity.
It's one of the reasons why a lot of celebrities in L.A. are cyclists, because they can put on glasses, a helmet, a gear, get out on their bike.
Be anonymous.
And no one knows.
Right. So this is 2016. Gwyneth was skiing at the Deer Valley Resort in Park City, Utah, and she plowed into a 44-year-old dude named Terry Sanderson. In his lawsuit, he says he was knocked out, suffered four broken ribs, and needed brain surgery.
Oh. Terry!
Well, Sounds like he got really hurt.
We had video from our friends that went skiing when the snow first fell. Uh-huh. What was that? I don't know, a month ago. And it's a video of their kid, and their kid's just making his way across this little snowplow. And a person comes bombing down the hill and runs their kid over.
And did he stop?
It's not what I, you know, you're watching the video like, oh, look at him go. It's so cute. Wow. And the kid flies 20 feet down and does a full, like, you know, yard sale with all his gear and his helmet and his. And I'm like, oh, my God, they killed him. Jeez. I don't know how that ended, but yes, that happens. It's part of being out there.
Yeah, you are supposed to stop if you knock someone down.
I agree.
In fact, it's a local ordinance in apparently at either at the ski place or in Utah in general.
Oh, so she hit and run.
They're calling it a hit and run. I don't know how he knows it was her, but okay. According to a local ordinance, a skier in this situation is required to stop and offer assistance and also to give their name and address to an employee. Gwyneth just kept going. Maybe she couldn't stop. I mean, she was learning to ski. Sanderson says, Terry Sanderson, the guy who's suing her, says the instructor who was teaching Gwyneth to ski signed an incident report, because I guess he filed one.
Oh, there you go. That's how they knew.
Falsely claiming that she wasn't at fault. So basically this ski instructor said, and this guy, Terry Sanderson, is saying that guy wasn't even around her at the time. Mm. Like, how would he know if she was at fault or not? He wants $3 million. He had to have brain surgery, Vinny. Gwyneth said, this lawsuit is completely without merit, and we expect to be vindicated.
Wait. He's suing the resort or her?
Her.
Oh.
Maybe the resort, too. Maybe everybody. You wouldn't even have a job if I didn't do yoga. She popularized yoga.
These sports are actually really dangerous, and people do them and don't think anything of it. Like, you know, my friend flew off the side of a cliff at, I think the resort was called Mountain High.
Oh.
He flew off the side of a
run low.
And didn't stop until he was 50 feet down when he hit a tree and broke ribs and punctured a lung.
Oh.
And that was just like.
Trees do not move.
They save you. They saved him. They pulled him up. They got him to a hospital. But, you know, they're like, turn sooner next time.
Yeah. There's inherent danger in being a knucklehead on a ski slope. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I got a couple Super Bowl fast facts for you.
All right.
And
I love them.
It's so cold.
Oh, I know. I'm freezing.
That.
Oh, how cold is it?
After these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there. Welcome. Happy hump day. Right now, caller number 9 gets tickets for Third Eye Blind and Jimmy Eat World June 15th at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. Tickets to the show actually go on sale this Friday at apeconcerts.com. When is Friday? Day after tomorrow. Fantastic. You can win from us. When is that again? When's the weekly holiday? 2 days.
After Thursday, Sarah.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's right around the corner.
Hump day!
So you can win these tickets all week long. So keep it here on Alice. Or be calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. That's our station's website. There's a show. Well, I mean...
Hi.
We have cameras, and you can watch this show is how that should be said.
Right.
And, like, for example, yesterday was crazy.
Yes.
In fact, I think we're relaxing a little today, but...
Trying to take it easy today.
You would have really been happy to see yesterday. Yuzette was a star.
Oh, my God.
As was Vinny.
You can actually see some of the craziness yesterday that happened yesterday by going to Brinny Boy on Instagram. Did you get some new followers yesterday?
Yeah, I got a few.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it was hard to determine where the new followers are because there's so many comments and
likes. It was awesome.
Well, don't you know what how many you have? Doesn't it tell you?
Total? No, I didn't pay attention to
All right, Brynny Boy, BrynnyBoy is his handle on Instagram. And he put up an actual cute little movie.
Trailer, kind of.
A movie trailer thing of this, of everybody wearing the harness and Vinny getting dominated. His
neck stepped on.
Yeah.
I was thinking this morning, what made me even say that?
I don't know.
I liked it.
I believe it started out. Well, that's he said it for a different reason, but
there was nothing sexual.
Yeah, that wasn't for fun and games.
It was his enemies.
I love the way Yuzette yesterday goes. What did she say? Oh, step on his neck. Oh, your headphones are off. I'm like, but mine are on. I can hear you. What
well,
are you
Bryn, tell her to step on his neck.
What in the neck. Hell?
I thought he would like be so upset if I put my dirty shoe on his neck. But you went right for it.
Yeah.
You can see all the fun in the trailer on Brynny Boy. On
anyway,
Instagram.
Bryn, what I was going to say is I bet Hooman knows how to look at that stuff. I know that the teens use Instagram in a way that where they...
Yeah.
Cross match who's liked what and
right.
how and
are there
when,
apps
and...
for that to see who's unfollowed you today or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, there's a lot of my buddies.
God, who would want to even know that? I wouldn't even want to know it.
My buddy's teenage daughter wants to know that.
Oh yeah, that's...
She seems to know. She's like, this person liked this thing but didn't like my thing and I can't figure out if we're still friends
what
anymore.
What does it mean? It means something, right?
What does that mean?
Oh boy.
What does that mean?
Teenage years just got harder.
If that was possible, they did.
As if they're not weird enough.
I know. It's
being alone in your weird little head that's maturing, but not nearly fast enough.
I know. Yeah, I think social media is just it doesn't seem to do much good for the kids. Let's put it that way.
Well, here's what's happening, everyone. So there's a storm on the way. We have more rain coming tonight, it looks like. They say three storms are poised to sweep the Bay Area in the coming days. The first arrives late this afternoon into the evening hours.
Boy.
So,
yesterday actually turned out to be a really nice day. I was like, oh, more break.
Yeah, luckily, because I had to drive home with no window.
Yeah, no. Oh, my God.
Oh,
can
what
you
are you
going to
do in the rain?
I think I have to rent a car today.
Yeah.
I don't have a choice.
Someone emailed in that us locals carry... I think he said a plastic bag and duct tape in their trunk.
Oh, to be ready for smash and grabs?
Yes.
Wow. That's actually, if you get pulled over, though, they'll be like, what you got this for?
I thought the same thing. You're going to kidnap somebody.
Are you going to kidnap somebody? Uh-huh. Why don't you call Johnny V's Audubon? Maybe you can work something out.
I can ask him.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to pull strings
at the moment.
No, I was just trying to get...
But the point is that they have to special order it.
Right.
It's not like they have glass.
But they might
around.
Be able to help them out with a car.
The loaner car was the thing that I thought I had locked down.
Yeah.
And I was like, you are so awesome. Thank you so much. And she goes, I just have to confirm it. I'll call you back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in the middle of all this other stuff when the phone rang. And I'm like, hey! We couldn't get that car
right
for
now.
You. And I was like,
That sucks.
Well, it was fine. I drove in this morning with an extra parka on, and I cracked the other windows so that there wasn't that wah,
drumming.
Wah, wah,
right,
wah. Worked out.
God, I hate that.
Cranked my music up and just
tried to make it louder than the wind.
You like A Tribe Called Quest?
I think I was the only person who saw you walk in today. I didn't recognize.
Was his hair all blown around?
No,
crazy?
He was like fully puffed up. Oh. And like he just came from a storm.
Well, he did. He actually is the one. He's the one of us who drove in through 80 mile an hour winds.
I gave him a second look, like, oh, good morning. Hey, hi. Oh,
A little weird. Boredom.
Oh, I hate it.
It undoes a lot of us.
You need a hobby.
You do need a hobby. Mm. That's right. According to a new study, we spend 131 total days every year feeling bored.
Wow. That seems like way too many.
That's more than one third of every year we're wasting on boredom.
Boy.
Now, I don't know how all the math was done here, but I do know that some of the stuff that you might consider boring is the stuff you do at work. Well, that's not fair. You can't include, like, work's work.
Yeah, work is.
You gotta work.
Yeah, right.
That's why it's called work.
Work
right.
has a boredom factor to it.
So I don't know. Those days may be off. I'm not sure how they did the math here.
Yeah, I really agree with you. I don't know that you can count the days that you're at work as being, you're there to support the things that are fun in your life.
Right. That's how you get to go on vacation and have a house.
And have a roof over your head, right.
That's interesting.
But they do, they say a lot of this is sitting around staring at your phone. I do think while TV has a wonderful little spot in my life, I don't sit down to just kill time with TV. It's usually the evening hours after I've eaten.
You've gotten all your stuff done. Right. You sit down. You're like, let's watch something. Let's just do something for pure pleasure.
The idea, though, that I might stay in the house on a Saturday when the sun's out and watch shows,
oh, God,
that ain't happening.
Great.
What?
That's no good.
No.
Sounds shame.
He likes that one.
You
yes,
wanna,
please.
You want to say yes to that, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
But in the back of my mind, I always figure I'm home. I'll stay out of trouble here. Never know.
It's true. You don't.
The study also found that 3/4 of adults say they miss parts of their childhood, especially getting to spend lots of time with friends, having fewer responsibilities, and going to birthday parties. Well, yeah.
You know what's funny about that? I think the most bored I ever was in my life was when I was a kid. Like, that's why kids get into trouble.
Right.
Because you're looking
for
stuff to do. Like, I remember, like, especially in New England, and I'm sure in most parts of the country, like, it rains year round. Only here does it never rain after
March.
Well,
right. I grew up in California on the beaches, and there's girls in hardly any clothes, and I would get there and be like, I'm in heaven.
Yeah. I was never like that.
This is the best place in the world.
I think it was in the late 70s. There was some summer that went by that it rained literally every single day. My mom used to just give us a bar of soap and send us out into the yard. We were naked a lot as kids. She, like, sent us out into the yard and be like, you know, take a shower. Like, anything to try to get us to have something to do. And even when you could hang
out
with your friends. What?
You're saying on a rainy day, your mom would hand you a bar of soap
and be like, go outside,
strip
and take
you
a shower.
Down and say, go take a shower in the rain.
Yeah.
She didn't have to strip. They're already naked.
Yeah, we're already naked. We weren't naked, but she would.
Who's
like,
this?
Send
you and your brother?
Me, my brother, my sister. We'd
the
go
three
out,
of you.
Yeah.
With a bar of soap.
Yep. And we'd go out into the yard.
Like, how old?
I don't know. Little kids.
Well, but like my kid is now taking showers by herself.
Yeah.
She's 5.
Yeah.
She can get in there.
No, we were older than that.
I was falling.
I was probably
head.
8 or 9 years old at the oldest. Yeah, and it'd be pouring outside, and we're driving my mom crazy, I'm sure. Because even when your friends would come over, when it was a rainy day, you'd have to like figure out a board game. There were no video games, kids. There was no internet. You know, you'd have to you'd work on a jigsaw puzzle. Like that was to me the days of my childhood when it was raining out were so boring. You'd sit there and just watch the rain like, oh my God.
Yeah, but I'm sorry if that you didn't have Christina. She's like, my mom didn't let me leave the house. Like she was afraid something would happen to me. So I was locked and I was like, that's so sad. And as we're raising our kids, I say to her every day, your job is to play and learn. Make sure you're playing and having fun. Like that's,
it's actually good that Christina's.
That's it.
Saw
that's
that
your job. Learn.
She lets her go out.
Right. You got to play and you got to, those are the two things. That's it. You should have fun. You should be looking back on your childhood going, I had so much fun.
I had so much fun. And, even though I'm bitching about it, of course, when you're a kid, because you don't have the stresses. You don't
you
have the
responsibilities. You had a pony too, Sarah.
I didn't get that horse until I was, I think I was 14.
Well, you're still a kid.
Yeah, but not like when you're a little kid and you really can't do anything and, you're going to ride your bike in the rain, mud all up the back of you. Oh, God, I used to hate that. Yeah. Whatever. Don't be bored, everyone. Get a hobby.
Right. Boredom. We spend the
internet's
not
a
hobby. Days of our life bored, apparently. That's too bad.
That is too bad.
Really too bad. How about a Super Bowl fast fact?
Love it.
As you know, the Super Bowl is this Sunday, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Pats versus the Rams. Tom Brady has thrown 18 touchdown passes in Super Bowls, which is by far the most in NFL history.
Really?
The only other quarterback with double-digit touchdown passes is...
Joe Montana.
You got it. Ding, ding, ding. He has 11. Brady has played in 8 Super Bowls, twice as many as Joe Montana.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Twice as many.
Oh, man.
Someone who can do math is going to probably figure out
no,
that Joe Montana is a much
no,
better quarterback
no.
than Tom Brady.
Well, if he had gotten them to 9 Super Bowls, then I would agree with you, but he didn't. So you shut up. You shut up.
So Tom Brady has 8 appearances. Joe Montana has 4. Mm. The QB with the second most Super Bowl appearances is...
Dan Marino.
No, Dan Marino. Is it Terry Bradshaw?
It is not.
QB with the second most. Is it Eli Manning?
Nope.
Brett Favre?
No, it's John Elway, everyone.
Oh, John Elway.
John Elway played Broncos. Here at Stanford.
Oh, did he really?
He was a Stanford guy. Jerry Rice has 589 career receiving yards in Super Bowls, the most in NFL history.
That's amazing.
The next closest is Lynn Swann from the Steelers with 364. So Jerry Rice is way out in front.
Yeah.
The greatest of all time.
So those...
Jerry Rice.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Oh, and I wanted to do this story real quick. This cold story.
Oh, how freaking cold it is.
It's so cold.
How cold is it?
Oh, good one.
That a lot of the country is colder than Mars.
Oh, I heard that John Evans on KCBS reported that
it's
this morning.
It's colder than Mars here in the United States. The high on Mars on Monday was 23 degrees.
23? It got up to 23 degrees on
Mars? Most of the Midwest and a lot of Canada didn't come close to 23.
Yeah, they're saying it's just... brutally.
Minus 19, and minus 27.
And that frostbite can happen like almost instantly.
It's too cold to talk. The National Weather Service advised people in the Midwest, protect your lungs from severely cold air. Avoid taking deep breaths and minimize your yapping.
Oh my God. I didn't even think about that, but if you were like, oh, I'll go jogging, you know, that'll warm me up. Mm. But you're sucking frigid air over and over into your body. Wow, that's amazing.
I think the best one's the colder than Mars. Like, what?
That is actually incredible. I can't believe it gets to 23. I thought remember when we read The Martian, Vinny? And they were like, the minute those potatoes were exposed to the atmosphere or the lack of atmosphere, they froze and all the water would like boil. They said it would boil off even though it was clearly freezing off.
That book was so much better than the movie.
100,000 times. But although they did do a good job at the movie. They just couldn't do all the stuff. It's only a 2-hour movie.
I liked that movie.
It was a good movie. Yeah, I thought it was good. It's just that, you know.
That movie was way better than that other book movie that you guys
read. Oh, God.
You know what's wrong?
Ready
Spielberg?
Player One?
Yeah, that one was.
That was an absolute
I saw it twice.
Piece of poo.
We contributed to that, though, because we read it and we were so pumped for the movie.
And then
we all got there and then it wasn't nearly.
It's just like the only similarity was that the characters were named the same thing. They didn't even do the same things.
The adventure was gone.
Yeah. And they didn't even, like,
You seem mad.
Because it was ruined.
It was that Ready Player One is maybe my favorite book I've ever read. I've read it like 5 times. I love that book.
My neighbor the other day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So funny. We were talking about reading books. He goes, oh, this was at the father-daughter dance. He goes, you like to read? I go, oh my God, do I like to read? I love to read. He goes, have you read? And he says the name. It's like Isaac Robertson or something. He goes, have you read?
Asimov?
No. He says the name and I'm like, no, what's he written? I'd love to. I'm always looking. And he goes, he does a lot of autobiographies. He did Abe Lincoln's. I'm like, come on.
But you know what?
I like mysteries and crime novels. What are you doing?
Fiction.
Yeah, what are you doing, dude?
I like a story. I actually feel like kind of a loser because everyone's always like, oh, I'm reading Hillary Clinton's biography.
Right. Yeah, well,
you know, I'm reading the history of the Louisiana Purchase.
Reading the math
fascinating.
Book.
Right, I mean, your math. I'm like, oh, my God.
Calculus. I'm reading calculus.
I just feel
calculus.
Like such a, right, I'm reading a self-help book. I just feel
yeah,
like,
I didn't
you know
feel
what?
Bad
does,
for
does
one
Does that have
second.
A mystery? Is there like any question as to how that's going to turn out?
Oh. Nope, he dies.
Yeah.
Something about a movie theater, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like, oh, that's too bad. Yeah, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
All right.
Nope. You know what I like? To be entertained.
Next subject.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start with the Billboard Hot 100.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.